catching out.
Roger. Looks like this is a moon. We're about 110,000 miles from it. It still has a sort of a brownish cast to it, and it's still rotating very slowly. You can see it's, when you look out your window tonight, you'll see it's only a three-quarter moon or so.
Okay, Ken, we just got it up on the... We just got it up on the
color...
On the color monitor now.
Excuse
me, John, go ahead.
Over. This is a full zoom on a lens, so it actually is a little smaller than this on your screen. It's hardly enough to make any definitions out of it all.
Ken, Houston, we can apparently make out the Mare. The colors on our Viticon are has a greenish cast to it, but I think the color quality for the commercial is a little bit better than this, but we can see the Mare on it. Over.
Roger, at about 110,000 miles, I don't think you'd expect to see very much. Couple of minutes before the Earth comes around, so let us show you the interior.
Roger, we're standing by for your smiling face. I've heard of the big eye before, but the big hand is ridiculous. Ten, I think we're looking at Tom's right left shoulder there now, and the sun coming in his window. Yeah, there's his old grinning face, clean shaven.
Roger, this is a remarkable innovation. After spending a lot of money on mechanical shavers, which always managed to leave the whiskers flying around the atmosphere, somebody finally came up with the idea of using a straight razor and brushless shaving cream. You rub it on, it keeps the whiskers when you shave it off, put it in a towel and dispose of it, and you end up clean shaven. And after 8 days of wearing a beard, I guess you're looking at a couple of guys who aren't much hippies.
That's amazing, Ken. Absolutely. That's what the space age does for you.
I tell you, Charlie, that's one of the most refreshing things that's happened in the last couple of days. That was really great.
You guys really look good, Gene. Over.
You know, actually, you know, it feels a lot different. We were getting where we could barely stand ourselves there for a while.
We'll take you down into the lower equipment bay and show you how different our navigator looks today compared to yesterday. On the panel in front of it, you can see the lower equipment bay with the guidance and navigation panel that John works all the time to determine our position and attitude.
There's old one eye. We got him.
much difference today, is there?
You're right, boy. You're right.
John likes to play in here. Every time he gets something in his hand, he does to do something different to it.
How's the color coming in now, Charlie? Over.
Right, the interior colors are fine, a little greenish tinge, but I think that's a problem we got, Tom, with our converter here in Building 30. The exterior also had quite a greenish tinge to it, but it's better than the black and white. The black and white has a lot better definition, however, though.
Okay, we'll take you outside now and show you how the Earth looks today. It's starting to get bigger as we approach 100,000 miles.
Now, Roger, we'll stand by for your commentary. We have it then, out. Okay,
okay, again, as you look at the... Pardon me, again, as you look at the Earth, it's upside down, so to keep all of you from standing on your heads, we'll just turn the camera upside down for the convenience of your viewing pleasure here.
Charlie, we'll be looking at the east coast of the United States, primarily down from off the tip of Florida. Actually, to us here, we can see the Grand Bahama Banks. You can see the color changes in the water. You can see most of Florida. It looks like most all the Gulf of Mexico is extremely clear. The Gulf Coast of the United States, Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, on down through Texas, all looks clear. We can look on across from Houston all the way into the San Joaquin Valley, all the way into the Los Angeles area, coming over the horizon into Baja California. We're vertically right now above the Earth, somewhere between Caracas and Panama. Charlie, how does the TV look to you down there?
Roger, 10, it's looking real good. Black and white is excellent definition. Color is coming through on the commercial real fine. Our Viticon here on the big screen has got a real lot of greens to it, but home commercially it's looking great. Over.
Is it saturating right now?
Negative, only in the North Pole area where it's the cloud banks are pretty heavy, and then only partially up there. So we've got one clear spot up towards the Arctic Circle that we can't figure out what it is. Could you give us a little rundown on that? Over.
Okay, wait just a minute. It's starting to disappear out the left hatch window, and John will take the camera there and go right and take it out to our center hatch window. And here you can see the Earth as it starts to go out the left side window.
Roger. Dan, Houston, we got just 30 seconds left on the high gain on this pass.
Looks like we won't catch you this time, Charlie, but that big low-pressure cloud cell, very distinctive over the Alaskan area, Aleutian area, is very distinctive to us with the naked eye. We can't quite get it for you out this hatch window at this time as we're going.
Roger. We'll stand by then. We got about 20 seconds left or so, and if you want to show us, it'll be stand by in 8 more minutes, and we'll have a high gain back if you want to keep the camera up. Over.
Okay, we just wanted to kind of show you how things are going aboard Apollo 10 today. He said after shaving, we all feel refreshed. In fact, we feel just great up here. Looking forward to splashdown tomorrow. And we got about 100,000 miles more to go, but we really picked up the majority of it in the last few hours. Over.
Roger.
The duration of that transmission was 10 minutes, 22 seconds. And Apollo 10's distance is now 98,650 nautical miles. Velocity 6,558 feet per second.